With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today, 1-800-691-7898, and let Robbie Noel or Jeff Bennett help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a leading spokesperson in many of our country's ongoing national debates and has become a clear voice for those who are seeking a return to traditional conservative values. And now, here's Phyllis Schlafly.
Some public schools are trying to combat low levels of achievement, especially among boys, by experimenting with single-sex schools and classrooms. This makes sense, but the idea has brought about a storm of criticism from the feminists and ACLU types who have been working for years to change us into a totally gender-neutral society. The number of public school districts that either run single-sex schools or offer single-sex classes within co-ed schools has risen from 4 to 228. Students in these classes often improve their academic performance. For example, in DeLand, Florida, an elementary school reported that last year 91% of boys and 83% of girls in the single-sex classes scored at grade level or higher on Florida's standardized tests. But in other schools, where co-ed classes are the rule, only about half students achieved comparable scores. Positive outcomes have also been reported in South Carolina, Mississippi, and Ohio. Co-ed classrooms tend to have a feminine learning environment, if for no other reason than most teachers are female. Many boys may be discouraged from school simply because the classroom is stacked against them from the start. But what's the real explanation for the improvement that results from single-sex schools? Dr. Leonard Sachs, whose book called Why Gender Matters, says that neurological research over the last 10 years proves that there are hardwired differences in the ways girls and boys learn. Male and female brains develop in different orders at different rates. For instance, when learning math, a 12-year-old girl's brain resembles that of an 8-year-old boy. The gender advantage is reversed when reading and writing tasks are presented. This suggests that single-sex classes may be a good way to accommodate differences. Single-sex education will surely be part of America's education debate for the foreseeable future.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Would you like to be better informed about the pervasive influence of the feminists in our schools and colleges, the media, and the military? Go to our website, eagleforum.org, and you'll find helpful up-to-date information about Phyllis Schlafly's regular reports and her new book titled Feminist Fantasies. That's at eagleforum.org. And join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves and More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heat up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com or call 312-224-2710, 312-224-2710.
From the heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Derry Brownfield Show, starring Derry Brownfield. And here's the star of the show,
the man who asks, why is it that no matter what color bubble bath you use, the bubbles are always white?
Derry Brownfield!
Hello there, Derry Brownfield here, and I am happy that you're along on this adventure in broadcasting. It is the talk show with the country flavor and some common sense points of view. Yesterday morning, I was watching the early morning news, and it showed what was left, the remains of a truck that had run into a bus or a bus that had run into a truck, and a whole bunch of people were dead. And both the bus and the truck had more or less exploded because of the fuel, and it was down on the Mexican border, just in the Texas area. And the first thing I thought of is, almost betcha that truck and perhaps the bus came across the border. It was in El Paso, I believe it was. But nevertheless, they'll never mention that. The news media will never tell you who, what, when, and where. Just it shows you the video. I mean, you know, the picture of it, and that's about all. But we're going to see a lot of Mexican trucks on our roads in the very, very near future. And it was all set up by President Bush. And he just decided that, hey, this is a way to do business. We're going to allow 100 Mexican trucking companies, not 100 Mexican trucks, 100 Mexican trucking companies to be running over our highways, driven by people who, in many instances, can't read or speak English. And I have with me today a lady who has been quite concerned about this. Her name is Wanda Piety. And piety means godly, I believe. Wanda, it's good to have you as a guest on the Common Sense Coalition.
Good morning, Derry, and thank you for having me on your show.
Right. Now, tell us a little bit about what you are doing, trying to get the word out on this trucker's boycott, because not only the Teamsters, but the Independent Truckers Association, nobody that I've talked to wants to see this happen.
That's correct. This is really a symptom of a much, much larger issue, and that's the North American Union. And, you know, George Bush has been pushing, along with the Committee on Foreign Relations, which is a one world order, you know, government body, or it's actually a corporate body run by a lot of very large corporations and banks. They are trying to create a North American Union with Canada and Mexico and the United States as one large country or nation, if you will, kind of like the European Union. And a part of the plan to basically secure George Bush's agenda to do this is by allowing these Mexican trucking companies into the United States. And this originally started with Bill Clinton. Well, it didn't originally start with him, but he was the one that basically signed the NAFTA trade agreement into law, which allowed other countries to do trade here in America. And for quite a while now, for the past 10 years, Canadian trucks have been allowed in America, but they are in complete compliance with our laws and trucking regulations, their trucks are in the same shape that ours are in. They all carry the same types of insurances. They all speak perfect English. They read and write perfect English. They respect our laws. They know how to drive on our streets because their rules, their driving rules and regulations are the same as ours. But Mexico is a completely different story. Mexico is not a democracy. Mexico is not up to our standards in any way, shape, or form. You know, as a country, as an economy, as a society, their people don't, you know, that come over here, especially the illegals, they don't care about America. They don't respect our laws. You know, to run a red light is okay by them. You know, they, you know, and I'm not speaking, you know, about all of them. I'm just talking about there's a good majority of them that are driving on our roads that, you know, I live here in Southern California in the Los Angeles area, and I can tell you that at least 95% of all accidents that happen in Southern California are because of illegals. And it's tragic, and the trucking accidents are almost, I would say, 100% by illegals. And you see some pretty amazing accidents, and it's mostly because, you know, these guys, there are no background checks on them that we can do. There's no place in Mexico that will administer these background checks that we can count on or depend on are accurate. They don't do drug or alcohol tests. They, you know, many of these drivers that are coming into America don't have valid driver's licenses. A lot of them, their driver's licenses have been suspended because of DUI convictions and or other type of criminal convictions. They don't carry commercial driver's licenses. You know, they don't carry the insurances. So if a trucker up in, you know, Mexican trucker comes up here and he gets into an accident, there's nobody to sue. You know, if he kills a whole busload full of children, American citizens' children, you know, there's nobody to go after. You know, not the Mexican government, not the trucking companies down there, nobody, because there are no insurances that are available that cover us for them, you know.
Did you see that wreck on television yesterday morning?
Yes, I did.
Did you ever hear any more about that?
Did they tell you
who that was?
No. Accidents like that, you know, they're not broadcast because, you know, the media is so sympathetic to, you know, this basically the One World Order movement of the CFR and George Bush's plans that, you know, any type of negative publicity about anything that illegal Mexicans or illegals, period, do in the United States of America, it's just not, you know, broadcast. You might hear it for, you know, 5 minutes on the news one day, and then you're kind of wondering to yourself, did I even hear that?
Yeah, it wasn't.
Where did it go?
You won't hear 5 minutes. You'll hear more like 45 seconds.
Yeah, 45 seconds, yeah. And then it's gone. It's just, you know, our media is protecting the most nefarious invasion of our country ever. And the most, you know, the largest invasive threat against the sovereignty of our nation and against the dismantling of our Constitution. I mean, this is a pretty serious situation.
Okay, I hear music. That means we're going to take a commercial break. Stand by. Our number is 1-800-973-3779. Your calls are welcome.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
And we have returned. We're visiting today with Wanda Piety. We're talking about the Mexican trucks that'll soon be, if they not already are, running on American roads. And Wanda, you were talking about the media and how if they just don't say anything, you know what the deal is. They don't.
Right.
They're covering up. And I'm going to be speaking this Saturday at Let Freedom Ring. It's a one-day seminar, April the 21st, at the Civic Center in Alamogordo, New Mexico. We have Jerome Corsi there, James P. Owen, D.V. Kidd, and I will be the final speaker on the program. One of the things that I want to discuss with my audience there is the fact that we do not have an independent media at all. There is no such thing unless you go to the people that are doing talk shows like I am. I was visiting with a gentleman just a moment ago, and he said they had Sean Hannity coming to Jefferson City, Missouri tonight. He's going to be speaking to a group of people there. And I said, gee whiz. And he said, well, I think Sean Hannity's on the right track. I said, look, he's a mouthpiece for the New World Order. Just listen. Just listen to what he says. Do you really believe that? Absolutely, I believe that. And most of the media is that way. If it's the major media, they are bought, they're paid for, they're under control, and they have been that way for 50, 60 years or longer. Anyway, I have the facts and the figures here to show how that has happened, how it's come about. Just like when we go back to Walter Cronkite. You can go all the way back to Walter Cronkite. And he would say, that's the way it is. And I thought, Walter, I know a little bit about what you were talking about today. Most of the time I don't, but once in a while I do. And that's not, you should say, that's the way I think it is. But anyhow, the media just covers up all of this. Now, back to what you were saying, Wanda. The North American Union, you have done a lot of research on that. I have also the CFR. We know who's behind this whole thing. And the entire administration And it doesn't make any difference if it's Bush or if it's Gore or if it's Clinton. They're controlled.
Exactly. And, you know, I'm actually on the website called StopTheNorthAmericanUnion.com. And there's a quote in there by David Rockefeller, who's been basically the architect of the CFR for many, many years. And this is what it basically says. Back in 1991 in Baden-Baden, Germany, David Rockefeller gloatingly said, "We're grateful to the Washington Post, the New York Times, Time Magazine, and other great publications whose directors have attended our meetings and respected their promises of discretion for almost 40 years. It would have been impossible for us to develop our plans for the world if we had been subject to the bright lights of publicity during those years. But the world is now more sophisticated and prepared to march towards a one-world government."
Now, before you leave, Keith, have Wanda give that very line to Beth during this commercial break. Would you do that, please? Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
And we have returned. As I mentioned earlier, we're visiting today with Wanda Piety. We're talking about the Mexican trucks that soon will be, if they not already, are on our highways by the literally thousands. If there's 100 trucking firms in Mexico that will be having trucks up here. So you can see how many trucks, you know, if they each have 100 trucks, what we're getting into. Wanda, when are they supposed to make this where they can come on?
Well, you know, there's a fallacy that's been spread for a long time now in America that, you know, we're going to be letting this 100 trucking companies into America. But OIDA just yesterday admitted, and I think it was just through a mistake that they accidentally admitted this, because they've been lying to all the members of, you know, the owner, operator owner, Independent Drivers Association members for a long time now about this, but 75 trucking companies and all their drivers are already operating in the United States without the knowledge of the American people, We never agreed to this. And that's one of the reasons why you're seeing so many accidents. You know, in the trucking industry especially, what they're planning on doing in the next 2 weeks, by the end of April, the beginning of May, is to let the remaining 25 companies of that original 100 into America. And this is basically what they have done, is they have lied, cheated, and stolen from the American people and shoved this garbage down our throats without our consent. And we have been lied to and lied to and lied to about it.
Or without the consent of Congress.
And without the consent of Congress.
Right. You see, here's what I've mentioned this time and time again. We thought Clinton was a dictator. You remember when he made all those executive orders?
Oh yeah, because he's a part of the CFR. He's a huge member in the CFR.
Okay, but what little damage he did doesn't amount to a hill of beans compared to what's happened in this last 6 years.
Well, basically, Clinton just set Bush up for the success that he's trying to head toward. Not that he's going to get there, but that he's trying to head toward. You know, Derry, I've got another quote I want to read to you.
Please do.
This is George Bush, okay? In fact, the Constitution is far more outmoded, according to President Bush, who rebuffed GOP leaders' request to soft-pedal some parts of the Patriot Act by saying, "I don't give a goddamn. I'm the president and the commander-in-chief. Do it my way." Then, responding to an aide who stated, "There is a valid case that the provisions in this law undermine the Constitution," Bush screamed back, "Stop throwing the Constitution in my face. It's just a goddamn piece of paper."
Yeah, we talked about that on the air when that was said.
Yeah, this is just, you know, but this is the reason why, you know, a couple days ago, he told Congress that he doesn't care what kind of legislation they put on his table or how many people sign any type of bill into law preventing the North American Union or the truckers or whatever else. He said he would veto it. So, I mean, what kind of, this is a man who's basically proclaiming himself Führer over this country.
Okay, but at the same time, there sets Congress, and you say, okay, veto it. We can override your veto.
That's right.
But Congress goes right along with everything that, now there's about a half a dozen congressmen that don't, and of course my hero is Ron Paul.
That's right,
He's Dr. No, N-O, he just votes against everything that's unconstitutional.
Right.
He is a constitutionist. He knows what's constitutional. But Congress could stop that.
That's right. They could stop it. They could stop it in a heartbeat. And, you know, and we're relying on our congressmen and our congresswomen who have made sworn oaths before the American people who basically hired them. You know, we voted them into office, but essentially we hired them because we're paying their salaries.
Which they raise every time.
That's right. And we don't, you know, and often we don't get a say in that either. You know, we're their bosses. And yet they just, I mean, you know, what person goes into a job and just raises their salary and starts tapping into the company profits, you know, on their own merit? Nobody.
My secretary does. Beth does that all the time. She writes a check and she just gives herself a raise whenever she thinks she needs one.
Oh, my God. You know, you're supposed to be standing up for my point here, Derry. But anyway, so, yeah, you know, this is what's going on in our country, and that's why we are calling our truckers and every concerned citizen in America to rise up as a united body, the United States of America. You know, I this morning I was reciting the Pledge of Allegiance, and, you know, I'm just stunned that, you know, every single member of Congress every single morning should be made to stand up and recite the Pledge of Allegiance. You know, because it's such a profound thing. I mean, I grew up to that. You grew up reciting it every morning in school. I mean, every child in America should be reciting that every single morning in school, but they don't because, you know, they're, you know, radical leftists have, you know, prevented us from doing that.
Well, it is no longer politically correct.
You know what? Screw political correctness. Screw it. You know, America needs to get off their butts and quit allowing the few to dictate to the many what is right and what is wrong. You know, it's just, it's unconscionable what's happening to America right now.
We're going to take I think we're going to take another break.
There it is.
I knew that music was going to play.
All right.
Stand by, Wanda. We'll be right back after these messages. Our number's 1-800-973-3779. We have some callers. We'll get to the phones very shortly.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
35 years after abandoning the gold standard, the United States is now technically bankrupt. In fact, a recent Fed study now confirms the United States won't be able to pay its future obligations. Meanwhile, financial markets are up. Well, what's going on? A brand new CD from Swiss America will explain it all. Why trusting Wall Street hype is like trusting an emperor with no clothes. How backroom money manipulators have temporarily forced gold prices down, and why this presents such an excellent time to buy gold. This CD will explain the future of gold in 2007 and beyond, and to seize this great opportunity. Just call 1-800-289-2646. That's 1-800-BUYCOIN. When it comes to your financial future, don't follow the government lead. Instead, take the lead yourself. Just pick up the phone and dial 1-800-289-2646.
I never really thought I needed to wear one, but thank God I wore it anyway.
My daughter insisted that I wear it. As it turns out, I'm really glad she did.
I am so glad I was wearing this.
Each year, more and more older Americans choose to maintain their independence and live alone. But living alone comes with risk. What if you suddenly became ill, got injured, or fell, and were unable to reach a phone? The answer is a small pendant from Alert USA. This two-way personal emergency response system is meant for those times when help is needed, but the phone's out of reach. The wearer simply presses the pendant, alerting our monitoring station, then summons help to residents. Right now, for a limited time, get the Alert USA system for just 50 cents a day.
This little pendant was a lifesaver.
For a free brochure, call 1-800-897-3777. That's 1-800-897-3777. Act now and receive a free smoke detector with 24-hour monitoring when you subscribe. 1-800-897-3777.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? You hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on DARE with your children being raised by someone else? With our free information, you can lead a less stressful life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was about to be laid off from a company that was going bankrupt. Top of that, I wanted my kids to have mommy care, not daycare. My first month, I made $1,000 part-time. After 90 days, I was home with my children. In the past 7 years, I've been here from three little girls. I love this business.
Go to freedomforteen.com. Get out of the rat race and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I was skeptical. However, I had to get out of corporate America. Both me and my wife, we're able to quit our jobs and now make over $10,000 a month from home.
Go to freedom14.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 14.com. Freedom14.com and start earning great money as soon as next week.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show, and here's the star of the show,
the man who says he's learned that it takes years to build up trust, but it only takes suspicion, not proof, to destroy it.
Derry Brownfield!
And we have returned, visiting with Wanda Piety. We're talking about the Mexican trucks that are in the United States as we speak, more of them on the way, and the American truckers are going to hold a boycott. Is that right, Wanda?
Well, we got a little bit of resistance on the word boycott, but yes, we're going to be holding a rally. And
what's the difference?
Well, for me, there is no difference because to me it's the same thing. But, you know, OIDA and the Teamster Union, you know, put up a big fight about the word boycott because basically that means to shut down all trucking. And for them to be able to participate, which they're not anyway, it's, it means that, you know, the truckers are not going to be hauling goods, which is against the security trade regulations. And so, I mean, it's what I did is I went ahead and changed the word boycott to rally in just in the hopes that OIDA and Teamster Union would wind up backing us. And right now, the OIDA, what they decided to do is they said, you know, we can't specifically support or promote what you're doing. We can tell all of our members that it's their right in America as American citizens to protest what the government is doing by allowing the Mexican truckers into America and by threatening their jobs. So, and they sent an email to all of their members, at least I think they have, I've been told that they have, you know, to let all of their truckers know that if there are rallies that are happening and they want to participate, they are not opposed to them participating. And the thing about, you know, the Teamsters Union is that, you know, they're sending a really mixed message, because they're for the legalization of illegals, but they say they're against the North American Union and the truckers coming into America. And you know, I was on the phone with Fred McKee yesterday, and I basically told him, look, you can't have it both ways, because they go hand in hand. You know, if you allow legalization of you know, all the illegals that are here, that's going to mean our population explosion into the 500 million mark in less than 20 years. And if that's what, you know, already, you know, undercutting Americans' jobs because they're willing to work for just dirt labor, you know, prices, and, you know, the truckers' jobs will be one of the first to go. And with
the thing that I don't understand about it all is that how are they going to drive those trucks across our scales and not get, you know, if one of our is overweight or if it's got a bad tire or anything, hey, it sits there till they send another truck or change the load or do something.
Excuse me, Derry, are already, our government has put out the edict, you know, to our DOT inspectors to just turn a blind eye. These trucks are not getting inspected. You know, our trucks and truckers are held to an incredibly high standard. Insurances that we have to carry not only on the trucks and, our personal loads are unbelievably high. And these guys get in this country with none of that. They're coming across, you know, carrying whole, you know, truckloads full of illegals. I mean, not too long ago, a truck with something like 35 illegals in the back was found, you know, part of the side of the freeway, and every illegal in the back of the truck was dead. Where was where was all of the media coverage on that?
Now, you said that the DOTs, and these be state DOTs.
State DOTs.
Okay, why do they have to do anything the government tells, the federal government tells them? Shouldn't they honor the highway patrol in their state?
Just like our policemen have been told that they have no power, you know, to enforce our federal laws, same with the DOT inspectors. I mean, I'm not there. I don't know exactly what's going on. I can only assume what's happening by what's happening in the rest of the country. I mean, look what happened to Compian and Rama.
Right.
You know, they're going after the people that are protecting this country, and they're, you know, and it's like our government is criminalizing the country.
All right, let's go back to Shara Pyle. Are you familiar with Shara Pyle?
No, I'm not.
Okay. He is the sheriff of Maricopa County, Arizona.
Uh-huh.
Which is over Phoenix.
Right.
And he is a sheriff that has the head sign out over the jailhouse vacant because he puts all of his inmates out on the desert.
I know exactly who you're talking
now
about.
Now you know who we're talking about.
Yeah.
All right. They have very little problem in Maricopa County with illegals because he just grabs them, locks them up, and that's the end of it. So they know to go around him. You see what I mean?
That's right.
Okay, but he's making the feds. See, the federal government just hell states what to do. They don't have the power to do that. They don't have the jurisdiction to do that. There's no way that this can demand. We have state rights, and anybody, the governor should know this. Or a pile of it. Why don't they come at our pile?
Yeah, but you know what? Like, for example, in Los Angeles, Antonio Villaraigosa, you know, was the president of MECA, one of the most race terrorist organization cells in America today. I mean, they're a part of the brown, you know, mafia brown bros. And they're the ones that are spewing all, you know, hate speak about, you know, what's going to happen to, you know, legal American citizens once, you know, the Ocotlán takes over, and they're going to start doing ethnic cleansing of all whiteys and blacks and Asians. I mean, it's you know, they're spewing this terrorist, you know, language out. And the mayor of Los Angeles was the president of one of these organizations. And, you know, Governor Schwarzenegger, he goes to all Raza meetings, you know, and patting these guys on the back and telling them how wonderful they are. And, you know, George goes to these meetings and Carl Rose to these meetings. You know, and they're a party to what they are doing, Erica. They're a party to a criminal invasion of our country. And
let's go to the telephones. Hi, you're on the air, Steve.
Yeah, I really appreciate Wanda's insights into what's going on. I did want to comment. You know, the truckers are doing is absolutely phenomenal in that they're acting, they're doing something and moving forward. We have so many in this country that supposedly have causes that are defeated. defending against and running away from.
Absolutely.
I've got to comment. I know you're not ready to cover this, Derry, but I just had a minute, and I had a thought when I was in the shop this morning. Every while I get some inspiration. A blind hog can root up an acorn once in a while, but anyway.
And you have to take a shower to do that.
Absolutely.
Well, it's not Saturday night. You don't take a shower in the middle of the week, do you?
That's true. But you know this shooting incident that we had over at Virginia?
Right. Virginia Tech.
You know, what the gun owners of America or any of the gun advocates need to be doing is exactly what truckers are doing. They need to be taking advantage of this. Now, you know that the anti-gun people are going to come out and say, oh, we've got to have more control on guns. What the pro-gun people should be doing is exactly what truckers are doing. They ought to get up hind legs and say, every instructor, every college should carry it.
And know how to use it.
They ought to have 100 seniors that have specially selected straight-A students that become part of the student police force. If a shot rings out on a campus, they ought to have 120 handguns pointed right at the guy.
Okay,
I guarantee you, it will not create more idiots. We will have exactly the same idiots in the country, but they won't be able to walk into a mall like what we had here in Salt Lake City a couple weeks ago and blow a bunch of people away. Because if every store owner hears a gunshot and steps out with his 9mm and they put a big sign up across the mall, all store owners and managers are armed. I'll guarantee you, you won't have these cowards walking there and shooting and fishing in a rain barrel.
Steve, let me read something to you here. This was Virginia Tech firearm policy adopted June 2005. All right?
Okay.
Here's what the Virginia Tech's firearm policy was. The university employees, students, and volunteers, or any other or other third party attending an entertainment or educational event, or visiting academic or administrative office building or residence hall, are further prohibited from carrying, maintaining, or storing a firearm or weapon on any university facility. Now, this is coming from the same Virginia Tech where all this occurred. 30 are now dead, 29 injured. They say it could go up to 50 dead before this is over with because a lot of them are pretty seriously injured. Any such individual who is reported or discovered to possess a firearm or weapon on university property will be asked to remove it immediately. Failure to comply may result in a judicial referral or arrest. That Virginia firearm policy adopted June 2005.
Wait just a minute here. Okay.
A bill would have given college students and employees the right to carry guns on campus and died in General Assembly. We'll take a break. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Code.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming, end of the world?" Just answer them. You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, living in this time of Earth's history, people everywhere are trying to understand these climate world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, it is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, Antichrist, tyrants, wars, societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back at history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, 1975, buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. To that same house is $100,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In your future, know that those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves & More will help you freedom from the sins of the world and from skyrocketing prices. Stoves & More is a dealer all Amish wood cook stoves that will give you independence. You need to cook and bake your food, dry fruit, vegetables, heat your whole house water system, heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves, something like Grant's old stoves, large, airtight, efficient fires that give you all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 feet. Whether or not you're off-grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves & More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Rid with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves & More offers the best selection at the lowest is on the web. Visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. Site again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
And we have returned. I'm going to just do this very quick, and then we'll get to the truckers' rally as quickly as possibly can. But this did come up, as we mentioned. There's 33 dead, 29 injured at Virginia Tech. And Virginia Tech had their policy that, hey, there'll be no firearms on campus. Now, this was brought up as a bill in Virginia. A bill would have given college students and employees the right to carry handguns on campus, died in the General Assembly. Virginia Tech spokesman Larry Hinkler, we to hear the bill was defeated. I'm sure the university committee is appreciative of the General Assembly's actions because this will help parents, students, faculty, and visitors feel safe on our campus. Guns don't belong in classrooms. They never will. Virginia Tech has a very sound policy preventing. Imagine if students were armed. Just imagine if those students had been armed. No?
That guy would never have shown up, but the point that I was trying to make, Derry, is that what is talking about in this a truck situation is what people have to do. Now I used to work under the trucking union at a plant in Minneapolis, Minnesota. And what we do, Wanda, if we had what they referred to as cab truckers that were Americans driving trucks, they'd park a truck right in front of them, haul them on the truck, and probably beat the snot out of him.
That's exactly right, and that happened a lot.
Yeah. Interesting thing is what Americans have to do, whether it's gun owners of America or whether it's the truck or whatever. We cannot win a defensive battle. They bring up this legislation and do all of this stuff, and we run around defense. We have gun owners against gun legislation. What they need to be is for having guns in the hands of anybody that runs a shop. What the truckers need to be doing is they need to grab any trucks out there that are sitting on the fence and that are within shooting distance of where this rally is going to take place ought to be kicked in the butt if they don't get a gun truck there.
Okay,
because
let's take
this is what you do.
Okay, hey, appreciate the call.
I'm out of here, guys.
Yes,
sorry to interrupt your program.
All right, you didn't interrupt. You had to. Now, let's go, really, Rhonda. We're going to take a break. Wanda, we're going to take, but you do have time to tell us a little bit more about the rally, and then we'll take a break, and then we'll still have 5 minutes left.
Okay, sounds great.
Go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, I thought we were taking another break.
We are, but you have about 30 seconds
okay,
just to tell us about
the... Okay, well, the truckers' rally is taking place all across the nation, in every state capital and on every highway, freeway, interstate, toll road, whatever. And what we are asking all the truckers to do is to do a slow roll truck out around each state capital and also down the freeways. You know, organize your trucks all the way across the lanes, get a car, you know, that's participating to get into the fast lane and just slow roll down the freeways, backing up traffic. Put posters and banners on your trucks, letting everybody know.
And now we're
going
to take our break. Now we'll take our break. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Would you drop your kids off on the most dangerous street in town and tell them, "Have fun, see you in a few hours"? Of course not. So why do you leave them unprotected on the internet? Affinity 4's filtered internet and web accelerator make it safer and faster to log on anytime. For $9.95 a month, your family can access the web and help change lives. How?
Affinity 4 gives 10% of your monthly bill to a charity you choose. It's given over $70 million to help charities around the world. Now you can have peace of mind and affordable, faster internet. Get Affinity 4's unlimited internet service for $9.95 per month, $14 less than AOL.
Call Affinity 4 and start saving today. Toll free at 1-800-311-2648. That's 1-800-311-2648.
Jimmy, I want you to talk a little bit about the Paragon Foundation proudly presenting Let Freedom Ring.
Well, I'll tell you what, that's going to be on April the 21st, and are we going to have a good time. We've got Jerome Corsi, and we've got Ms. Kidd coming out of Texas with Eagle Form. Jim Owens, the guy that wrote Cowboy Ethics, will be here, and, of course, you will be there. Of course, that's what draws the crowd. And we're even going to have a little reception because you're coming down and you're bringing your family and everything. I think we're going to have a little reception here at the Paragon office. And I'm working diligent to get this windmill up so that we've got water, and it'll be a good time. Anybody has an interest, and we've already had a lot of your listeners have already called and bought tickets, I would encourage them to give this foundation a call, and we have those tickets available now.
The number to call is toll-free, 1-877-847-3443. That's 1-877-847-3443. Online at ParagonFoundation.org. And we are in the home stretch. Now, Wanda, give us a little more information on the slow roll. What is a slow roll?
A slow roll is where, and this is something that we the people Congress had, Robert Schultz told me they did in New York to protest legislation in New York, and he said that it's not illegal. He's a lawyer, and he told me all about this, and he said, this is what you do. He said, what you do is you form a line, basically a blockade across all lanes of the freeway with your trucks or cars, and you go the minimum speed allowed by law on the freeways, which I believe is 45 miles an hour, 45 or 50. And, you know, for our truckers and our cars, we're asking, just make sure that you carry American flags in your windows, you know, the kind that you can, you know, roll your windows up and that, you know, they're flying in the breeze as you drive. And then put big posters and banners on your car, on your cars and the trucks that state, stop the North American Union, Nomex Truckers in America, you know, save our nation, save our, you know, whatever. You know, you can go to our website, SaveAmericaFund.org, and all the information is there. It explains what a slow roll truck out is. We explain, you know, about going to the state capitals and, you know, about, you know, the protests that we want done there, which is basically essentially the same thing. If people are going to the Beltway in Washington, D.C., you know, that's where they're going to be protesting, is actually on the Beltway. And we just want them to go bumper to bumper as slow as you possibly can, and just, you know, basically shut down traffic and block everything off. I don't care if the whole United States is inconvenienced for these 3 days. Everybody in America needs to wake up to what's going on. And if this is what it's going to take to wake people up and get them up off of their complacent butts, you know, then we need to do something. And
okay, that's www.SaveAmericaFund,
F-U-N-D.org. And, okay. And we're not asking for money. We're not, you know, promoting that at all. It's just that, you know, this is a, you know, kind of like a fund, a pool of people that are uniting together to, and it was also what was available to take.
Okay, what day, what 3 days?
It's April 23rd, 24th, and 25th nationwide, and it's in conjunction with FAIR, the Federation for American Immigration Reform. They're holding basically a press conference rally in Washington, D.C. on those same dates about the, you know, illegal immigration issue, and there, you know, a lot of members of the press and talk show hosts, things like that, are showing up there to broadcast on those days from Washington, D.C. And a lot of lobbying is going to be going on to talk to our senators and congressmen about the immigration bill and all the different legislation that's going on to stop the North American Union and to stop the truckers and to stop, you know, this immigration bill from passing.
Let's go to Mary Ann. Hi, Mary Ann. You have about a minute.
Derry, good morning, and that minute's sufficient to say thank you so much for everything that you're doing. Wanda, it's good to speak with you by phone. Thank you for what you're doing. And I have an invitation for you for the radio program tomorrow at 11 o'clock Central Time, if you've got that slot available on your calendar.
I sure do. Just
great.
Give me a
we'll
call.
Talk after the program. I'll okay. give Beth my phone number, and you can call me.
All right. Very good.
Excellent. Excellent. Thank you. And the caller from the Steve Shank idea, having armed students and teachers, I really think that needs to be pursued. It's not guns we need to fear. We need to fear where there's the fear of guns.
Well, and the loss of our right to carry and bear arms in America, because that's our constitutional right.
Absolutely, and
every
we need
American...
no permit for it. Yeah, I couldn't agree more. We'll talk later. Dearie, I'll clear the line. Thank you so much,
sir. Okay, thank you. Okay, Wanda, very quickly again, the slow roll truck out, April 23rd, 24th, and 25th.
Nationwide, and go to Save America Fund, FUND.org, and you can read all about it. It's all there, everything that we're asking our truckers to do and how to participate, you know, et cetera, et cetera. So, and I just want to reach out to every American citizen. I just want to say
and we're out, hey, we're out of time, Wanda. It's time for me to say, may the good Lord bless and keep you while the near far away. May the good you wish for others shine on you today. May your heart stay tuned to music that'll cheer the hearts of man. May the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet again.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then.
Who cares about the clouds if we're